come to be mashlim what we started learning last week, the Heter of Pesach Besuch, which is a rabbi. So you mentioned last week that there's a machlokes apeiskim about what happened. What does it mean? What's the definition of Pesach Pesuach, which is harabim? So, mashal, someone has that the door is unlocked, but it's not open. It's not wide open where you can actually see in. If there's a heter Pesach Pesuach, which is harabim, in that case. So you mentioned last week that there's a machlokes apeiskim. Rav Yasha says that the minig is only to be makel b'makom where someone has a reasonable doubt that someone's going to walk in through that door. But in an area where it's not the norm for someone to walk into someone's house unannounced, if it's, the door is closed, then one cannot be Samech on Pesach Pesuach as a rabbi. Rabbi Yaakov, and someone told me that Rabbi Shem Rapan, Rabbi Yaakov Manetsky and Rabbi Rapan, they're the same thing, that if it's dealing with the Isser of Yichud Midaraisa, then there would be Osir B'chiyagavna, where there's no normal expectation for someone to walk in. But if we're dealing with Isser Rabbanon, then one could be Mekel. The Das of the Chazanish Kashlis is Lahakel. That even in the Issa Deraisa, that as long as the door is unlocked, there's a heter of Pesach Pesuach Sarabim. I mentioned last week, and I think it's kedai for someone to be machmer, b'chiyagavna, that if one wants to be for sure if it's dealing with the Issa Deraisa, with the Machalikas HaPeskim, so there's an etzah for someone to have to leave the door unlocked, and he could go and ask someone that he should know that my door is left unlocked, and I'm currently in the situation of Yichud. This way someone could just pop in at any time. So this is an etzah that someone has. Again, it's usually a fairly simple etzah. Again, you're dealing with a shayla of a sederaisa, mistamat kedai lahachmer b'chiyagavna b'makom she'efshe, that someone should just ask someone that to pop in and out of his house. Now this concept of being relying on someone to tell someone that you could come over to my house and come in and the door is unlocked. So can you take that a step further? Let's say there's a type of situation that comes up from time to time. You have a babysitter in the house. And you have a problem with the problem of Yichud. We'll get into exactly defining what a babysitter is, depending on how many kids, when it is a problem of Yichud, when it's not a problem of Yichud. Let's say she doesn't want to leave the door unlocked. Or you know the situation, you're in the business, you just to leave the door unlocked, the person's nervous to leave the door unlocked. Can one rely on the fact that he's going to lock the door, and then go over to someone else and tell them that you should know that I'm currently in a situation of Yichud, but here's the key to my house. And whenever you want, you could come pop into my house. Is that an etzah to be matzah from the Isra of Yichud to tell someone that he has the right to come into his house? Is that enough to be matzah from the Isra of Yichud or not? So here I saw in the Sefer, the Halacha says that the makar of this heta would be doimit to the sugya of the Ayinasech. I'm going to go through all the problem of the concept of a shomer. But he limits this concept to when this is mutter and when it's not. So the first thing is it has to be that the person's really going to come in. If you stand as a go and tell someone, and assuming we tell one person, that, oh, by the way, you know, I'm in a situation of Yichud, the door is locked, here's the key, you go over to a neighbor and tell him, by the way, you can pop in whenever you want. He says that that's not an Eitzah to be able to be masculine from Yichud, unless it's really realistic that the person is going to come in. If it's in type of, let's say, an office setting. Where the norm is that you have a coworker, he's not here right now, but the door is locked, but he always comes from time to time, he comes and just opens the door and he has the key to the door. There it would help. Because they have a concept of a yitz of a nichnas, he's someone who comes in and leaves, so you're always afraid that maybe he's going to come. But that's b'chiyai gavni, he says, where his normal expectation is that he's going to come. He belongs in the office. He comes, he goes, there's an expectation that he might come. But Malcolm, where there's no realistic expectation that the person is going to come, and you go and you tell the person to come, so if it's a real serious thing that the person's going to come, and you talk to the person, and the person's planning on coming, then it would be enough. But he says, even if the person is coming, think about it, the person's going to come check once, then right when he leaves, then the person might not be afraid. You have to tell the person that he should come, and it's not enough that he comes once, he has to come back, and the person should be nervous that 5 minutes afterwards, or a few minutes afterwards, again, with his man of Yichud, the person might come back right away. So to be samech on this heter, just to tell one person that to come in and out, it's not so poshut. Also, one has to, if one wants to make such a situation, is stuck, and he wants to ask someone to come, and the person is really planning on coming, he makes it important to Kuda, it has to be that someone, the person that you're asking, is someone who is masa from the Isra of Yichud, Lamashal. If you're going to be stuck in a situation of Yichud, it's one man, one woman, and you can ask another woman, a neighbor, to come pop in. So he says, it's not about this posha, that's not going to help. Because the most you'll create a situation where it's two women and one man, and over there, the halacha is also that there's Isra of Yichud. So one has to be nizer to think when he's making a shomer, there has to be a type of situation where it's going to be masa from Yichud. And Huadini says, if it's at night, if you're going to ask someone to come be a shomer, you also, it's not going to be enough even one shomer, because then you need, there, the Lila, you're nervous one of them is going to fall asleep, So there, you need two shemer. And he says even further, that if it's late at night, where people are assuming that the person is going to fall asleep and not come at all, he's mefakbek, even if it's two shemer, am I going to be enough? So the person's naturally tendency is to be lazy. He's not living it. Bishlam would have to, when we said at night, two shemer is enough, two men in the shemer is enough. That's talking about within the house. But to say that the person is going to come from outside and to come into the house, it's not supposed that one could rely on the fact that he's going to go and tell someone that that will break the Isav Yichud. I did see in the Sefer Teres HaYichud, he says, and he says this, Shemir of Yashav, this as well, he says, if you ask a lot of people, he says, it doesn't give a number, he says, Kama Anoshim, I'm not sure how to find it. If you ask a lot of people, then you're sort of creating a situation where it's the same Hetef, Pesach Pesuch L'Shazirah, same way Pesach Pesuch L'Shazirah, and it says, even if it's a B'mokum, it's a Tachot, it doesn't have to be Mamash L'Shazirah. It's the concept that a person's afraid that someone's going to walk in. So if you're in a situation where you're the Isser of Yichud, and you tell a lot of people that they should know, or you give them, not only telling them, you're telling them to here's the key, and I'm asking you to please come into my house. So if you're a person's going to be nervous to be over any Isser, because there's so many people that could possibly come, so between all the people, he's going to be nervous that someone's going to actually go ahead and come. So again, if someone wants to rely on the heter of giving over the key to someone else, there's the kedai, and we welcome when a person's for sure going to come, then there might be some asanim where it's motor. But if the person's not for sure going to come, then it's kedai for the person to tell multiple people in order to avoid being either the isser of yichud. And one of the common questions of yichud that come up is when the person what? All those different things. See, but I think it could be makel, but welcome. The door open is not the same. The door open is technically passed up a social surrounding. Unlocked. See, when it's unlocked, today it's much more calm. Because you have a chazanish that says that a person's naturally scared that someone's going to walk in. You have all the people from Rishas Aram who could come in as well. So there, if you can tell someone, so there's enough of it served, then maybe even the other person will be murdered. El Mach, as you say, if no one's going to come in, you have two things. You have the svar of the chazanish that says that a person's going to come in. And the noisif to that, you have a person. So even if that person, you're not 100% is going to come in, he's not going to have the same darg of Yetzir Nichnas, it's just using it as a tzirif in order to be mounted, something which may could have been a mutter, so that'll be okay. Yeah, there again. I could hear even that, because there is a svara I saw in the Sefer Teres Yichud. He wants to say that even by a derabanan, he wants to be makel if the person is not matzal from Yichud, because when the person comes, he doesn't necessarily come in. If you tell the person to just peek in from the door, so he's not entering the situation where it's Yichud. So maybe here it could be, if he says it, he doesn't want to be samech on the svara by itself, and he says there is, because he says they don't find it in any other place. But there is a svara to say. So again, we're dealing with there is a chazanish which people rely on. So Elamai, you want to try to get around it. So as long as you have someone who's going to stop by, so then it could be enough. Even if it's someone who's not necessarily matzah from yichud, that situation it could be it's enough. Any person, because also when the door is open, when the person walks in, the door is open, they'll see in. So you have another bunch of tzirufim b'chiyai gavna. So there it could be enough that one could be samech on the chazanish b'chiyai gavna. So that, one of the common questions is when a babysitter comes over to the house and you have kids at home, boys, girls, we'll see exactly when you have to be nizik from the Isser of Yichud and when not. But in order to first understand it, first have to go to the Sherish and the Agdamah to understand who does the Isser of Yichud apply, at what age. So the Mechav and Sifir Al says like this, Tinekish she b'chusa mebas sholesh, if you have a girl who's under 3 years old, the Tinek pachas meben tesha, then it's mutilus yachreimah, then there's no Isser of Yichud. So the Mechaber is saying that the Isser of Yichud starts at age, for a girl at age 3, and for a boy at age 9. Now, Rabbi Moshe Natshuva is matmi on this. He says, hey, what's the chash? Let's go first, step before Rabbi Moshe. The Chachas Mechoykik says that, ask the chash, Avshe Moshe has atzma labia. You have a 3-year-old girl, she's nervous that she's going to be Moshe atzma labia. So he says, Yesh lochosh lo'inus lepita. There's a chash, he says two things. There's a chash oinus, chash in ma'anus the girl, and there's a chash of pita. Now the Chazanish learned that the chalk and chalk doesn't mean really oinus. It doesn't mean you're ma'anus, you're going to force yourself upon the girl. He says that there's pita, so maybe you could convince her to be able to isser. And there's such a strong pita that you can have that has a darga of oinus, but he says it's lav dafka, that it means really oinus. Other places can say it means mamash oinus, which is a chiddush, because the Chazanish Hashita is that we're never chayish bechlal, that a Yisrael is going to be ma'anis someone, and who had been by a cotton, you're not going to be chayish b'lakapon. And that's what it says, and the Chazanish learns that the Chazanish b'chayikot means two different forms of pita. You're going to try to convince her to be able to isser, and there's such a strong convincing that you're going to get her to actually do it. That's what oinus and pita means. And Moshe Natshuva asks, he says, I don't understand. He says, the chash is really a chash of pita. So he says, you're going to go and convince a three-year-old girl to be Eved Yisrael. Fine. Let's say you're going to convince her. He says, it's going to cause a tremendous sad. Matthias says, if you can mezana, and again, if you remember, we said this a few times, that the shash of Yichud is a shash only if it's going to be Bia, if it's only Stam, Dvarm, other Kirvus, is no Yisrael of Yichud. So it's going to cause a tremendous, it's going to be a traumatic experience for us. So a three-year-old girl, this is mom's a traumatic experience. Yeah, she's going to be tremendous pain for her. This to say that she's not going to go and repeat it to someone else. How could it be that he says even the mechazal is matmir? So the mechazal maybe you could answer that they used to get married at a young age, so they knew that there was such a concept and there was pain and they knew that all these types of things. So maybe she won't necessarily go and repeat it. But to say that today a three-year-old girl wouldn't go ahead and to repeat to what happened, and again we're just going to repeat it, they're going to get in trouble. So a person will always be scared to go ahead and do this. So Moshe, that's the matmir of why the age should be three. The mindset of Moshe does not come out l'kul in that tshuva. The Moshe says that he's not going to be moich on someone who tried to be medical, but he says that he's not saying laheter or laiser. The Moshe leaves it blank, but it seems like the chamas of Haiskim, and even though the Moshe's kasha is a very big kasha, what's the real shash by a 3 year old? And after they kasha, he's not going to repeat it, and he's not going to be nervous about it. But he says akapanim the state it doesn't come out either way, and the other Haiskim all them on that it's taka also, even though he might have a kasha. The Lamaya says the halacha is that from someone or a girl is 3 years old is an issa to be nisyachet together with that girl. No, so he said that there's not an issa yichud. Rav Moshe in one tshuva does say that, and when he said that, the other tshuva Rav Moshe says it was loydok v'lashaynoi, and he stopped saying an eight a teiva that the person shouldn't be in such a situation. But to say over here that it's such a shash, if you have to worry about it. So upon him, Lamaisa the ages, this plays itself out. Let's say you home Sunday afternoon, your wife is not in the house, and you're watching your 3-year-old daughter, and she wants to invite a friend over to the house. So that here, it's going to be a problem of Yichud. It was a 3-year-old girl, and I'll explain why. Even though Lamaisa, we said that usually a daughter and is a matzah. When we spoke out, let's say you're in a situation of Yichud, where you go visit your mother's house, and she has an idea. That's the case that we said. So we said that a mother, and it's about some of Machoikas Hapeskim, the Chidah hold that a mother is not a mother, a daughter, and a sister are not matzilim from Yichud. But the Maisa Rav Moshe, the Tshuva Rav Moshe says that if it's a type of a person who there's no shash you're going to be mezana with, meaning a daughter, a sister, or a mother, those people are always matzah from Yichud, because since you're not going to be mezana with them, so they become a shomer klapei to other person. The other person is not going to be mezana with you because they're nervous that the other person is going to go and repeat it. And since there's no Yichud with them, so they always blive a shomer. The Maisa seems that the Minhag Olam is to be sermis on this, Rav Moshe and the Chazanish say that a mother, a daughter, and a sister will all blive shomer. But the Maisa, in this case, you won't even have that age, even though you have your daughter there, because your daughter is age 3, is not a shomer. We'll see soon more barichas, but from the age of a shomer, if Pasha's age 5 or 6, somehow it's a different age, but upon him, age 3, 4, the zikha one cannot be shomechon, that the fact that that your daughter is going to be a shomer. So if you want to invite, if your daughter wants to invite a friend over to the house, you'll have to either be shomechon, the head of Pesach or Sol, Shusharabit, you have to come on to other Atarim. In order to avoid the Gavidus of Yichud, but one has to be nizer in this, that the Be'etzim from age 3 on, there's an issur to be nisyachet together with a girl. And so that's one halacha.
The other way around, for a lady who has son wants to invite a friend.
If a son wants to invite a friend, then it won't be a problem. If someone wants to invite over a boy, so a boy, the issur just starts at age 9. So, till he's 9 years old, that won't be a problem. And once he's 9, the fact that he's there together with his friend will not be a problem. So, really, this shash is only when a girl comes over, that's where you can run into the problem. Because by the age that your son is already a problem of, by the age that your son's friend is, that your son won't be considered a shomer, by that age your son's friend won't be a problem either. Works out. But till age 9, even if they're not the exact age, because the age of a shomer is 5 or 6, and the age of a boy is 9, and some say it's even older. So it's not, usually it won't play itself out to be a problem. Usually the problem plays itself out when you invite a niece, whatever, a cousin, someone who's a young girl, or one of your daughter's friends over to the house, and if you're home by yourself, then it would present a problem of Yichud. What? Lock them in a room. They have to lock themselves in a room, and you... Okay. Now, there's an interesting shiloh when you get into age. We said the age of yichud is 3 by a girl and 9 by a boy. So, is there a chiyuv to be mechanach? Let's say there's a girl who's 9 and a boy who's 9. They want to play together. Is there an issa for yichud for them to cousins? They want to. Is there an issa of yichud b'chiyagat? So that's him. There's a machoikas that there's a chiyuv chinuch by benegeya to be mechanach. A katana or a cotton to avoid the goyvid isayich. And if really the shiloh actually plays itself out very frequently, if let's say you have a cleaning lady at home and your son's coming home from school and he's, let's say, he's above 9 years old, between 9 and 13, so you want to tell your son he can come into the house, the cleaning lady's going to be there, doesn't have to be scared. Is the son allowed to stay in the house together with the cleaning lady before his bar mitzvah? That's really where the shiloh plays itself out. Now, I'm not saying it's a good idea to leave a kid babysat by a guy, that's a whole separate shmuz, but let's say we're talking about the Vada Bekfias, it's not a good idea, but let's say it doesn't happen frequently, for one time or two times, you're going to be in such a situation. Are you mechuyev to tell your son either to go to a neighbor, to leave the door unlocked? Because you have to be mechanach him to avoid being over the issur of yichud or not. And the sherish of the sofik is the etzav is a lashon of a smag. The smag is mashma, that in order for there to be an issur of yichud, one of the two people have to be a bar chiyuva. Either the girl or the boy has to be a bar chiyuva. So there's Baalacha, the Medayik in the smag, and the Mashal, really, who is Medayik in the smag, that there is no chiyuv of chinuch for someone to mechanech his kids. So if you have an 11-year-old girl and a 12-year-old boy, there's no problem. And anyone of these ages, until one of the two, either the girl is over 12 or the boy is over 13, there is no chiyuv of chinuch to teach them to avoid being over the Isser of Yichud. And Sir Vogel and Chuva is Matmi on this, he doesn't understand why should it be such a thing from all the Yisurim in the Torah, every Yisur in the Torah is a mitzvah of Chinuch. Why should it be punct when it comes to the Isser of Yichud that there shouldn't be a Diak from a smag, there's no Isser of Yichud? He said, I don't understand this concept why it should be like the Bechal. It's a very shmer Musa. Taka, I don't know what the answer is, why it should not be. But the mindset is, there is a Diak from the smag and the Mashal like this. I heard from Feld, he wanted to say that maybe the reason why there's no Chi of Chinuch. So there's so many different heterim by Yichud. There's Pesach Sosh, Rabban, Baila Be'er, Ishta Mishim Rosa. We learned a whole sugya of a bunch of different heterim which are matzah from Yichud. So Chazal were Mechayiv, Chiyav Chinuch, because a lot of times there's going to be, even though the situation now, they're currently in Yichud, they can't differentiate between all the Chalukim, so maybe there's no Chiyav Chinuch. I don't know if that's the right shot, but the Maisa, I saw in the Sefer Teres of Yichud, he brings that he asked Rabbi Yashav what the Chiyav Chinuch to Mechanech a child from Yichud, and he said that, and he told the Sefer Teres Yichud, he made a very nice cheshbon, and he makes machlokes Shmuel and a crazy place. He has a big machlokes achrayim out of it. So Rabbi Yashav told you write this machlokes achrayim. He says the minig is to be made. So the minig is that there is the one is not machlokes to be mechanech his kid to avoid the gevet yichud. Someone asked me this morning, it's negayah. Let's say he wanted to bring his kid was a special needs kid, he was 10 years old, and he wanted to bring it to a therapist who was a guy. So there, you have such a situation where it's only a question of a chiti mechanech and not to be nisyachet. So there, b'makam etzayrus, one could be mekel based on the fact that there is not necessarily a chiti to mechanech your child to avoid being over the issur of yichud. And this is in the Sefer Chayalev, he brings from the Shorma Tzayim Alachar, he says that when one is doing it the kriyas, it's not good to be mekel, but if he's doing it ba'ara, he comes up once in a while, and one wants to avoid being, again, welcome with the shash, any other cooler to mitzvah, it's a sure won't be a problem. But there is so much to just keep in mind that if either be say that it might be kedai to be mechanic your child to be a yichud, but welcome with a tzeruch, there you would be able to be samech on the fact that there is no chiyuv to be mechanic someone to chanach your kid to avoid being over the isser of yichud. Now, just so it shouldn't be confusing, Rav Moshe has a tshuva. She's not a bachelor. Yeah, but you don't have, I don't think you have to worry about. You need one bachelor. That's a bachelor. Everyone's saying it's different, but they don't have the chiyuv, so then the chiyuv should be okay. Oh, I have to check to you before, but the chayyah should be okay. The word is, you say that you don't have a chayyah of chinuch, it's not because it's not chayyah, there's no chayyah of chinuch. Oh, Let's go back. Oh, so Moshe has a tshuva like this. Moshe has a tshuva. Let's say you want to have a playgroup that's a playgroup or a school he's talking about, where you want to make classes with boys and girls together. So Moshe has a tshuva over there, two different tshuvas. He says that even when it's at the age where it's not, they're not going to have bad hirurim. They're not nervous that they're going to have a chashash, they're going to have bad hirurim. But still, Moshe says that the chiyuv to mechanech, your son and your daughter, not to mingle with a boy should be separate, and the girl should be separate, and you should be mechanech and not to mingle with each other. So it could be benegay the issur of yichud, and it's kind of the technicality of the issur of yichud. There is no chiyuv of chinuch. But if there is still a chiyuv to mechanech one's child to avoid mingling, and he's going even b'makom where there's no hirurim, Moshe wants to say maybe it's telling machlokes achronim and the chiyuv of chinuch. But by age 9, he says double pasha that it's also because if to be mechanech, then that they shouldn't have bad hirurim. That is nichol on one's chiyuv to mechanech one's child. Only handling the technicality of the issur of yichud, there could be that there's no chiyuv to mechanech, but to mechanech one's child to avoid mingling together with boys and girls mingling, that's pasha to Moshe that there is a chiyuv to be mechanech one's child on that nekuda. Another nekuda is what happens when they're not dealing with. Here we're discussing with one-on-one. What happens when it's multiple? The marshal, a person wants to go over to his sister-in-law's house, and sister-in-law has a child at home. Would that be matter from the Isser of Yichud? So the Gemara Kedushin says like this. The Gemara Kedushin reference different people who know the Isser of Yichud. So the last one is there, in Isha v'tinoikis, she'edeya tamdiya v'eina meiseres at milabiya. It's mutter for one to be nisyached with a woman and a child, she'edas tamdiya, that the child knows yedas tamdiya, and Rashi teaches what it means, she'edas tamdiya means, t'loimar mahi biya, she'teda l'sap edvorim b'shok. He knows enough what biya is that she can repeat it in the street. Now, the person may say, Vada doesn't mean she understands what biya is, but she understands what's going on enough that she can repeat what's going on. She repeats that something, what happened. She doesn't have to understand what exactly the maisa, what the maisa is, but she understands that they were together and then enough that she can repeat that yadash tambir, veinim eseris atzmil abir. So now what age does this mean? What does it mean that yadash tambir, veinim eseris atzmil abir? The first question before we get to the age is, what is this hatter? So saying there's a hatter, for someone to be in this yachid, let's say in the case of he has a sister-in-law, and the sister-in-law has a child with him, so let's say, for argument's sake, the child is age 7, then there will be no Isser of Yichud, even though there's an Isser of Yichud with two women and one man, which is obvious kasha. What's the hetter of the Gemara? The Gemara over here is saying that if you have a child together with a lady, there is no Isser of Yichud. And Allah, what we learned is that if you have two women and one man, there's Isser of Yichud. So Kharif, we just mentioned earlier that the Isser of Yichud starts at age 3, so let's say you have a child who's age 7, together with a woman, what would the hetter, what child is hetter? So the Bach explains that the hetter is like this. The Isha Gedoylo, she Isha Bektana, she Inamasas Asmalabia, Hosim with the Shari Rabbonim, the Lamai Nechash, what are you going to be Chayish? The Gedoylo, Lekalam Nechash, in a Sachedes Bektana, the Gala Seder. The adult is going to be nervous to be Mizana, because someone's going to go and repeat the Gala Seder. She's not being famous, that the kid's not going to repeat herself. The Bektana Lekalam Nechash, and the Bektana itself is Lekalam Nechash, the Inamasas Asmalabia. She doesn't give herself over to be a Barotzin. You're not nervous that she's going to give herself over to Bia. You're also not nervous that it's going to be an Einus. Since the Gedolah is there, so you're not nervous that he's going to be able to be Ma'anus, the woman. So the Ma'asa was stated in the Gemara over here is that anytime you have a situation where you have someone who, so in between, she's reached the time when she Yedea Tambia, but she's not Meseres Atmalabia, then there'll be a Hatha to be Nisachah with the two of them together. So if someone wants to go over to their sister-in-law's house and there's a child there, it'll be mutter. Even though we mentioned that there's a machloikas, benegei li by gaspa, benegei sit malachas. So this heter of tinek tinoikas together with an isha, if we were in the poskim, to all the poskim them on, that heter is even applied by li by gaspa. And so what is the age? So here's the etzem of machloikas. Some say that the age starts at age. So a girl starts at age 3. Lamai says, let's go, we're running out of time. Ikka la halacha. The Paiskin Rabban that the Yedea Tambiyah is age 5 or 6 depending on the kid. If the kid understands that this Tagatoli in each kid, Lafi, his or her Harifas, as much as she understands what's going on and how talkative she is and how much she's able to talk, but at age 5 or 6, where the age of the child is, that the child is perceptive enough to understand a little what's going on and to repeat it in the street, so there's someone who's nervous, and that person, this child will in essence be a shamer to be masculine from the Isra of Yisrael, even though it is a girl. Welcome where it's a boy, it's pashat, more pashat, that the child will be able to masculine from the Isra of Yisrael. So it comes out that here we have a kula, and it comes out from time to time, like a B'Semech on this, that if a, and it's irrelevant if it's a mother and a child, or it's a different child, if you have a woman together with a child, 5 or 6, then it would be massive in the Isra of Yichud. And the Pesach can discuss that this goes till the age of 9. The Bach of the word, this goes till the age of 9. The Bach says it's Chacham HaSadon, and the Chafetz Chaim, the Tzitzol, also quotes this then, that till age 9, they're able to save, and they consider a shame of negate the Isra of Yichud. I did see in the Sefer Teres of Yichud, he brings, from this in Kirelitz, that he held at the age over here, and when we say till age 9, it means 9 and not 10. I mean, not even over 9. He says over here that till age 11, meaning Chosman, she's 10 years old, once she reaches the 11th birthday, and then she's not a Shemer, one could be Semech also on the Heter, on this Heter. And he says that he says the Shem, the Nissan Terrell has told him the Shem, the Chazanish. And he says that the person asked the Chazanish, am I all the first can say that till age 9? How could he tell me that the campus is older also? So he says that today was Nashtana HaTeva, and the people are not Meseres Atzmai Levia till an older age. They said until age 10, I mean including the whole age 10, there one can be Mekel, the Negea, the Halacha, that she blives a Shemer, and one can be Nisiachet together with one woman and one child. Now, he is most of one thing. He says if the child has a television at home or other types of influence that come from the street, so there could be a today's society, unfortunately, you hear all the crazy stories, the influence of the outside society could influence this fact. So this person has no outside influences, then he's willing to be made till age 11. But once a person has outside influences, then he says one can't be made. So we have a halacha over here, that if you have a woman together with a child, there one could be Mekel, Isra of Yichud, till from age 5, 6. If the person doesn't have an influence, maybe till age 11. If not, one will have to come on to another age. So Yichud, once the child reaches the age of 11, then it will not be considered a shame. Let's go through quickly, this amount of time is the last week of learning Hilchos Yichud. Just go very quickly, the Chanisha Noshev Shasein is the that's in the Chabad says like this. And the Chabad says that Mutal is Yachid, Mishtei Yevamas, Aymishtei Tzaras. Mutal is Yachid with two Yevamas. Two Yevamas is defined as if two brothers both to their wives together. We'll see if it's Noig with Manazel or not. Aymishtei Tzaras, that is not so common. To one man is married to two women that we don't have. I'll say the Be'agesh is not so common. Ayim Isha V'chamaisa, or a daughter in law together with her mother in law. Ayim Isha Baz Baila means a woman together with her stepmother. Now over here it says a stepmother, so the Sefer Dvar Halacha, he says it has to be Dafka B'chi Agavna, there's a stepmother where her mother was Nifta, not where she was divorced. The head of Isha Baz Baila is only B'chi Agavna where the first lady was Nifteres, and then her father remarried. But if she was divorced and then got remarried, then you won't have this hatter. Ayim Isha Bas Chamaisa is a woman, someone's wife, sister, together with her mother-in-law, then it will be hatter to be Nesha, Sain is Zuazu. Vein Mechapas Zuazu. These five women, there's no Isser of Yichud. Now, let's speak out quickly that these are Terim, are not Tully, and if you see there's Isser, and there's no sinner between them, and that is not Tully in the Chush. I hope most people hope that they have that their wife has a good relationship together with their mother-in-law. Outwardly, they try to have a good... No, but let's say they attack and have a case where they have mamash... it looks outwardly that they have mamash the best relationship. Over here, also, you say this concept that a daughter-in-law together with her mother-in-law is no issue of Yichud because they hate each other. It looks like the mamash a perfect relationship. So that's in the kasha is the reverse also. What happens when you have two women who are always fighting? They mamash hate each other. Say, I'll have a reason to hate it. But my sakapon, they're always fighting. You have a hat over there based on the concept that the two women, the Isha, Sain is Uazu, so then they're not good. There's no Issa. So that's when the Pesach Tshuva brings from a passage of Cheskel. it has a kasha that what's trying to heter of the ishus toinu zuazu, is it applied by a man as well? And he said he has different reasons to why it doesn't apply. So quickly, the teshuva comes out lamaisa that he says he's mitzaded based on the kabineda, based on the that maybe it would be mutter by smishas noshim toinu zuazu. He comes out in cheshbon that if you have two women who hate each other, maybe it should be mutter. He says, "Lo shemani that wipes sorachim at halachas." The Chazanishta argues on this. Chazanishta says it's poshut that two women who hate each other, there is no heter of based on the concept of soinu zuazu. And he says the dafka with Chazal yerid lo imka that why people hate each other. The dafka over there, you have the heter of chanisha noshim soinu zuazu. But sometimes like to take two people and say that they're in a fight and they're soinu zuazu. He says about that we can't be mekel. So comes and he says the place can use this for the reverse also. Even if they have the best relationship with each other, say if they look like the outside people who don't have a good relationship, it can only be soimach on the hat of chamisha noshim soinu zuazu. We don't have a kviyas chazal, then about the one can't be soimach on it. Again, we have a lot of, someone still be soimach on this, we ran out of time, but there's a lot of problem in this halacha. If anyone wants to be soimach on this, about this, should ask a shayla if we're soimach on chamisha noshim soinu zuazu. This will be Messiah, and this will be the last mashlam, the Indian of Yichud. Next week, we'll do 1 week, the Hashlama, Simach Avei, Simach Avala, go through the different hagdoras and how to interact, the Makdim Shalom to Anisha, different halachas, how to interact, what's the proper way to interact with a woman. We'll do that for 1 week, and after that, we'll go back to Chosha Mishpat.